Hey, John. Ron Walker, a member of our small team of profilers, was standing in the doorway. We've got this kidnapping case coming in from Columbia, South Carolina. I just heard from the sheriff's office, and they want behavioral science unit assistance. What's going on? I asked. I got a call from Lewis McCarty, undersheriff of Lexington County. Sharon Faye Smith, 17-year-old high school senior, was abducted near the mailbox in front of her house last Friday afternoon. No paperwork yet, so I only know what I heard on the phone. They sure she didn't run off on her own? Not the type, apparently. And her car was left running, her pocketbook with her wallet in it was on the seat, and she's some kind of severe diabetic, and her medicine, which she always has with her, was in the pocketbook, too. Plus, she was scheduled to graduate yesterday, sing the national anthem at the ceremony, and then take off on a senior class cruise to the Bahamas. Standing in front of my desk, he related the information McCarty had given him. The house was on a 20-acre plot of land in a rural community known as Red Bank, about 10 miles outside the town of Lexington, up a 750-foot driveway from Platte Springs Road. The teen, who went by Sherry, had apparently stopped her car at the head of the driveway to pick up the mail. Letters to the Smiths were strewn on the ground, suggesting she was startled and overtaken. The dad, Robert Smith, known as Bob, called the sheriff's department, which sent an officer to the house. There were no obvious prints or other forensic clues. Sheriff James Metz put on the full court press, organizing a large search effort, which over the weekend grew to include several hundred volunteers in addition to sheriff's department officers, despite the stifling heat. "We really don't have much to go on yet," Ron said. "Like I said, no paperwork. But the sheriff's office asked the Columbia field office to open a case file. They're submitting all of the required material that they have at this point to Columbia, and Columbia will send a package to us." Often, I'd found that local law enforcement was not particularly thrilled to have us consulting on a case. Either they were wary of the Bureau's reputation for moving in and then claiming all the credit because they wanted to control the investigation on their own, or they were worried our analysis wouldn't conform with the theory both the police and the community had firmly in mind. Not so with this case. Jim Metz and Lewis McCarty were both graduates of the FBI's National Academy, an 11-week fellowship course for senior and experienced law enforcement personnel from around the nation and many overseas countries. The 37-year-old Metz had been sheriff for 12 years and was already an institution. He'd first been elected when he was 25 and had transformed the department from a sleepy rural office with no uniforms, cruisers, or procedures — deputies drove their own cars and wore whatever they liked — into a modern law enforcement agency. Originally an engineering student, he earned an advanced degree in criminology and taught university-level classes. Both Metz and McCarty had a high level of respect for the Bureau, the profiling program, and what they'd learned at Quantico. And once they'd become convinced that Sherry Smith had been taken against her will, which didn't take long, both men agreed on bringing in the local FBI field office and us up in behavioral science. Metz contacted the FBI's Columbia, South Carolina field office and spoke to the special agent in charge, or SAC, Robert Ivey, requesting Bureau involvement. "The Columbia field office immediately ginned up their standard kidnapping protocol," Ron said. "They've got agents at the house, they put trap and trace wiretaps on the phones, and they sent out a surveillance team. Everybody was sort of sitting around waiting for the ransom note. What they got instead were these phone calls, presumably from the unsub. The first one came around 2:20 this morning. You can imagine what that did to the family. The mom took the call and took notes. After that, Metz's office set up a recording device on all incoming calls to the house.